Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Hannah Brandt is with us. Hannah, was anybody from News Nation at the dinner on Saturday night?
Hey, yeah, we actually had several people in the room for the dinner, and I've talked to a lot of them about the really scary moments that unfolded as those gunshots were heard. I mean, some people didn't even realize what they were, but there were a lot of people hitting the floor. One of our reporters, Libby Dean, was actually speaking with Speaker Mike Johnson as it happened, and his security detail tackled her to the ground alongside him. So it was chaos unfolding in that room in real time as reporters are really trying to figure out what was going on, what the danger was, and then what was happening next, because there were some minutes where there were questions about whether the program would go on as continued. You've heard the president say himself, you know, he wanted to continue the night kind of as planned and not let this attempted assassin derail it. But then ultimately he came back to the White House. He gave a press conference, and I was in the room for that press conference where he walked us through what happened and what comes next and his thoughts on political violence and just the state of that in this country. So really a lot happening that night.
And what do we know about the shooter?
Well, we're learning new details today because he made his first court appearance here at the federal courthouse in D.C. I'm actually sitting outside of it right now, and he was read three charges against him. He's facing three federal charges that include attempt to assassinate the president, discharge of a firearm during a crime, and transportation of a firearm with an intent to commit a felony. But we're hearing from prosecutors that what happened is he gathered these weapons. They say he had a shotgun, a handgun, and three knives. And then he traveled from his home in California by train. He stopped in Chicago, then came here to D.C., and he checked into a hotel room at the Washington Hilton, which is, of course, where the dinner is held. And then it was that night that you saw on the security camera footage that was later released, he rushed towards the ballroom through that security checkpoint past Secret Service, and they took him down. But there was an exchange of gunfire, and we've learned that he did hit one of the Secret Service agents, who is now, we're told, recovering, and then was put into custody. And now, like I said, he was in front of a judge today facing these charges as the case against him moves forward. But investigators are really digging into his background and how this all happened, how he got so close. We're hearing from the White House, they feel that security worked as it should have, that the president, you know, avoided danger because of the security protocols in place. But obviously some very scary moments, and there are lots of questions being asked now about the security protocols and precautions that are taken surrounding the president.
I bet. His name is Cole Thomas Allen. He's 31 years old. He's from Torrance, California, worked part-time as a teacher, has a master's degree, also developed video games. That's according to public records. But he sent a note to his family, several people, right? He sent an email. Did they receive that before he did this, or did they open it after?
Yeah, so the timeline is a bit unclear at this point. What we have been told from the White House is that he sent this so-called manifesto to family members minutes before the shooting. And we know that his brother did contact local police in Connecticut, and his sister was interviewed by Secret Service and local police in Maryland. What we don't know is whether those police contacts took place before or after the shooting. Obviously, a pretty limited window if it is the case that he sent it to them just minutes before. But they have been talking to police about Allen's background. I mean, his sister said he had a tendency to make these radical statements. She said there were guns that he purchased that he was storing in their parents' house without their knowledge, and that he went to the shooting range regularly. She also shared with them that he's part of some left-wing groups. You know, the White House said there was some anti-Trump, anti-Christian rhetoric on his social media. So like I said, the investigators really digging through his personal devices, gathering all of the evidence they can about his background and what motivated him to try and commit this assassination.
He said, apparently, according to this, let me start off by apologizing to everyone whose trust I abused. And then, you know, said, I don't expect forgiveness, but God bless his brother for making the call. I'm sure it didn't impact the outcome, but good on him for doing that. So what happens now?
Well, the next thing, the next court step, at the very least, is a detention hearing that'll be held on Thursday. The DOJ wants Allen to be detained until his hearing. They say, look, this guy is clearly dangerous. Look at what he's accused of doing. His team points to the fact that he has no prior arrests or charges. So that hearing set to take place on Thursday. Then there is a preliminary hearing set for May 11th, so we could see the case unfold from there. Of course, often in these cases, we see dates change, move around, depending on how much time each side needs to prepare their case. But that's what we're expecting at this point, that in 2 days' time, we may have an update on where this case stands.
I know he's got public defenders, but for God's sakes, does anyone think that someone who is accused of trying to assassinate a president should be released because they have no priors?
Well, you know, it's his federal defender's job to argue in his favor, to argue on behalf of the client. And it was a federal defender with him in the courtroom today. Now, I would note, too, they did not enter a plea of either guilty or not guilty. That's something that will come later. But they are certainly asking for some accommodations to be made. We'll see what the judge decides, because, like you said, the DOJ has pointed to these charges, has noted just how serious an attempted assassination of a president is, and they're saying this guy is clearly just too dangerous to be released.
Thank you so much for joining us, Hannah. We appreciate it.